Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, original founding member of our Brain Trust, VP for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Folks, CEI focuses on just on the regulatory state. And there is no more of a guru on that topic on the planet than our good friend Wayne Cruz. Wayne, you introduced us to the concept of dark matter, the regulatory force that is not official. It's just suggestions. It could be an email, could be a memo, it could be a tweet. That's what you call regulatory dark matter, isn't it?
That's right. Well, and put it this way, in kind of a bumper sticker, Congress passes a few dozen laws every year. Agencies issue over 3,000 regulations every year.
Say that again. Wait, hold on, folks. Folks, this is going to be on the test. That again, Wayne.
Congress passes just a few dozen laws every year, right? We say Congress doesn't do that. Congress doesn't do its job. Well, it passes a few dozen laws. Agencies issue, though, over 3,000 rules and regulations.
Who gave them the authority to do that?
Congress delegated that power, and like we were just talking about it, they want to spread it out across the country.
This is the point, folks. This is the danger of the regulatory state. They're like the Borg. They're like the Borg, Wayne. We've been assimilated.
Oh yeah, but like you said about what the dark matter is, though, is they don't always want to issue a rule. That's too much trouble. So if they want to nudge Jim Blasingame to do something or some other employer to do something, they issue a memorandum, mm-hmm. a bulletin, a notice, a circular, an administrative interpretation, a letter. There's all these ways that the regulatory agencies can influence the public and influence employers and jobs without even going to the rulemaking process, let alone getting Congress to pass a law. So that kind of what I call dark matter is untracked. And luckily,
it creates energy for itself that costs money to implement, to defend, and it costs money for you and me to either fight it or comply with it when it should never have happened.
You better believe it. And you know, and the reason we got attracted better, you know how you and I always talk about and agree on the idea of sunsetting regulations.
Well, yep.
We can do that, but then agencies also will then say, okay, well, we'll just issue guidance and dark matter instead. So that's why we have to bring all of that under the rubric and make sure we sunset all of that stuff too. Or if we can, prevent the issuance of it in the first place. And luckily there's a new Trump executive order. There's got to be a lot of follow-up on it to make it work, though. But there's a new Trump executive order to start cataloging all of this dark matter.
Let me throw how disingenuous it is of our government not to do what Wayne's just said. When the Tax Cut Jobs Act, JCTA bill was passed in December of 2017, it gave most small businesses, a 20% tax deduction off the top. And we were happy for that. We got it. I won't go through my critique of the bill right now. I've done that in the past. But one of the things that it did, Wayne, is that gravy that they think that they gave us, that love they thought that we should have been so proud of, we should have come to them on bended knee thanking them for, sunsets in 2025. They're going to take it away in 2025 unless it gets extended. Why can't they use that same logic, that same process to every regulation on the books has to have a 3 to 5 year sunset? Why can't they do the same thing?
Absolutely. They can. I absolutely agree. And we shall see. But right now, in the current environment, just happened today, we've got the impeachment vote. In this environment, there's no bipartisanship in the sense of anybody working on any of the regulatory streamlining. It would take something like an economic downturn or a new election. That's by doing some of these things by executive order has been effective. It's all been within the rule of law.
And it's how we rein in spending and get this deficit under control. Hey, Wayne, good job today. Thank you for being here. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
And come back soon.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Jim.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks and a great American. He does outstanding work, as you can tell. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.